Last year's woes drifted away, and the endless possibilities of a new year greeted guests of the 2024 Chinese Lantern Festival Gala that followed a 2,000-year tradition at the Grand Hall Hotel this February 24. The Lantern Festival, also known as Yuan Xiao Jia or Yuan Xiao, is a traditional Chinese celebration marking the end of the Chinese New Year celebration. This year's festival saw a packed room at the Grand Hall Hotel and 16 performances followed a delicious meal cooked in-house. Moose Jaw's festival was originally the brainchild of Terry Tien, owner of the century-old Grand Hall Hotel. With the help of friends and the community, the third local celebration was a success. Year of the Dragon. The 2024 New Year's festival ushered in the Year of the Wood Dragon. Each element in the Chinese zodiac is comprised of 12 animals, and each sign is associated with one of five elements: gold, wood, water, fire, and earth. In Chinese culture, as opposed to Western views, dragons are viewed as auspicious and extraordinary creatures with the power to control wind and rain, soar through the skies, turn rivers into seas, and to bring prosperity to the world. The dragon is the fifth element of the Chinese zodiac, but not because it isn't capable of winning the race said to be decreed by the Jade Emperor. The dragon is said to have witnessed others in distress along the way and stopped to help them. It was only due to this selfless spirit that the dragon ended up placing fifth. According to ancient belief, what you do at the start of the new year will affect your luck in the upcoming year. The new year running from February 10, 2024, to January 28, 2025, is forecasted to bring about new opportunities and changes, as well as some challenges. For those who celebrated the 2024 Lantern Festival Gala, there could be no better way to start the new year. Entertainment. The entertainment began with a fan dance titled, A Love Letter to You, performed by distinguished members of the Saskatoon Dance Club. Next, young students each shared a small blurb about themselves and demonstrated their progress as they translated their statements into Mandarin. They then sang, Celebrating the Lantern Festival. A dance group then performed a lively and upbeat K-pop dance demonstrating current trends with the younger generations. Two rock songs were then performed by Jeff and his son, Dylan. Dylan proved to be intelligent and brimming with talents, as per his introduction, when he drummed while Tien accompanied the band on guitar for their first live performance. This was followed by a classical dance called Waiting for the Return of a Loved One, and then a group of ladies demonstrated a fat-burning workout routine set to the tune of Monica. Andy Jong demonstrated his talent as an aspiring young musician when he used a Western instrument to play Eastern melodies in two violin pieces, Serenade, and Tune for Selling Tangyuan. Master Wang, the eighth-generation descendant of the Wang family, used Tai Chi to perform the Tai Chi 13 forms together with his wife. This was followed by a demonstration of the Guqin, an ancient Chinese instrument that delivered a unique, highly characteristic sound. This instrument is dated back to about 3,000 years ago. While listening to the performance of Master Wang, I feel that we are having a conversation with our ancestors. Tien said. For Father's Grassland, Mother's River, Wang sang unaccompanied by microphone as he meandered through the packed room delivering his touching performance. Next, Aletia sang a solo piece called The Brightest Star in the Night Sky, accompanied by Tien on guitar, and the talented young ballerina Olivia danced to Bruno Mars, When I Was Your Man. The Saskatoon Chinese Dance Club then performed the Hang Tang dance titled Harmonious Songs, followed by all members of the club joining in for a grand finale. The celebration was made possible thanks to several local sponsors. Gold sponsors included the Town and Country Mall and Moose Jaw Express, silver included Gordon Food Service, Murray Signs, and Ice Contracting Inc., and bronze included Homeland Village Operation, Pacific Fresh Fish, and Tunnels of Moose Jaw. We wish everyone a great start to the new year for you. We look forward to meeting you all again next year. Thank you.